Good morning.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to our Fast Track Coaching Call. Good morning. I'm going to actually turn off those little dings so that as we talk, those little dings can't be heard here. Hold on one second. Welcome, everybody. As you join, just go ahead and introduce yourself. I'm going to start with sharing some wins. So go ahead if you want to say your name, your business, and if you want to celebrate a win right off, go ahead. Just jump on in. Oh, hold on. Let me just check who's on mute. Nobody's on mute, so you can just jump right on in with your name, share your name, share your company, and your. If you want to start with a win, I'd love that. Let's go ahead and just jump on in. There's no right order. Just jump on in when you feel inspired. So go ahead.
Cherie Thompson, sure. Made in the Shade System.
Hey, Cherie, welcome.
Hi, Madeline.
Darla Zorn, Express Lines. Darla Zorn.
Hey, Darla, welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning. All right. I see we have Leanne here joining us. Welcome, Leanne. Bill, I see you're here. Welcome. And if you didn't get a chance to say your name or if I've missed you, go ahead and announce yourself. I think that's everybody. I'm just going to remind just on the call, it's star 6 to mute, star 7 to talk. And I do have the recording that I'm going to be putting on. No, I already started the recording, so the recording's already started. So to make sure that we have a really good recording, if you're having noise in the background, star 6 to mute, star 7 to talk. Also, if you just want to use the button from your phone, like literally the mute button on your phone, feel free and welcome to do that because sometimes it's a little bit of a delay. Of course, I have my phone controls here so I can see what everyone's doing. And if the line gets really noisy, I'm going to I'll mute the person who's noisy and I'll just let them know. Sometimes you can't hear your own background noise. So, all right. So welcome to the call, everybody. I'm excited to have you here. I extended this call to members who have been past members as well as to our current members and to their sales team. So we may be having some people joining us additionally. I got a few emails saying that some people would be coming a little bit late. But what we're going to be focusing on today is the video introduction side of our appointment affirmation. And just as a quick reminder, so we have some context, and for those of you who are listening to this on a replay, welcome to you as well. Just because you're not here live doesn't mean you're missing anything. The appointment affirmation is our email that we send out to all of our clients once they've confirmed an appointment with us. It includes the date and time and location for our meeting. That's the reminder. It includes the video introduction. It includes a budget worksheet, which we went over in depth on our last call. So if you missed the last call, we went over that in depth, how to make it really juicy, how to make it a great tool you can use in multiple ways. And then also this video introduction, and then lastly, an invitation to reschedule their appointment if it no longer works for them. So we spend quite a bit of time on this video introduction because it's a really powerful piece. It's well known that people want to do business with people they know, like, and trust, and this video introduction catapults you into that know, like, and trust very, very quickly. And another piece that it does for you is it allows you to get a lot of extra time that you would typically spend, you know, breaking the ice, getting to know each other when you go on to an appointment, just to get down to the business of the appointment, so that you have to spend less time warming them up when you arrive, and they already have a sense of who you are. These video introductions have been used in different ways by different people, and we have some really effective use going on right now of the video introduction. So if you're on the line now, I'm guessing that you haven't created your introduction. And what I want to do today is we're going to be using some of the controls. So star 2 to raise your hand. And what we're going to do is I'm going to save questions to the end. Usually I share wins and all that, and then we do questions, and then we do teaching, and then we do more questions. But today what I'm going to do is I'm going to breeze through the structure of the video introduction. And then what I'm going to do, so you got to be ready with Johnny on the spot here, I'm going to give you a little warning, and I'm going to have a couple of people work on different parts of their video introduction. So my hope is that everyone on this call, we've had quite a few other people join us, get a chance to talk and to actually work through your introduction. Because what you're going to find is that when you work through your own when you work through your own introduction, you're going to get a lot of value. But when you listen to what other people say and how they phrase what they do and how they work through their own introduction, you're going to get a different type of value out of this call. So what I like to recommend always for our calls is listen for the parts that are gold for you. You know, not everything that I say is going to be like the sky's part and knowledge is flowing into your brain, but just pick out the little pieces that really make a difference for you and use them. The biggest piece of anything inside of this program is implementation. If you come on these calls and you don't implement, you're not going to see a change. But for the people who are showing up to the calls, who are watching their modules, who are doing their work, and who are implementing, we've seen some amazing, amazing results. I had one of our members just contact me a week ago saying that she closed $13,000 of business in one day with two appointments by using the techniques that we've learned here. So just remember that implementation is the most important piece. So on today's call, my hope is that we can get as far with this video introduction as we can with each one of you, so that today, if you're inspired to do it, you can film it and have it. Imperfect is better than nothing. You know, your clients are not expecting Spielberg quality here. They just want to get to know you, and this is a really impactful way of letting them do that. So, okay, any questions on the structure before we jump in to it? Because I just want to go ahead and dive right in and get started, unless anyone has any questions on the structure. So you can either jump in if you want to do that, or you can just press star 2 to raise your hand. And I want to make sure that we're really clear on how it goes forward, and then we spend some good time here doing this. Okay, everybody's good. Awesome. Also, just a quick reminder, these calls are for you. So if at any point I'm teaching something and it's not clear to you and you don't want to interrupt, press star 2. No one can hear you do it, but I'll see it. And then whenever I have a moment to pause, I'll be able to jump into your question. I see your names here, so I recognize everyone on the call. So star 2 just to raise your hand if you don't want to interrupt my flow and you have a question. Okay, cool. So the video introduction. The video introduction, key piece to write down here, if you have the handout from the portal, awesome. That's going to walk you through the scripting. If you don't have it, don't worry. Just grab a sheet of paper. You're going to want something to write these things down because it's going to help guide you as you make yours. Okay? So the first piece of the video introduction is this is a short video. You can get everything you want to get done in 30 seconds, right? This does not have to be a long thing. And remember, this is for your client. This is not your resume. This is not you standing in front of the camera telling everyone how good you are. People are doing business with you because they already believe that you're good. They would not be doing it if they didn't want you, if they didn't believe you were good in the first place. So just remember that you are going to, this is for them, and we want this to be really easy for them to follow along with and to keep up with your flow. So the first piece of the video introduction you all have already, so it's very simple. It's your name, your business name, what I call your expert title. I'll go over that very briefly. Don't worry about this piece if it feels weird to you, just what you call yourself. Your name, your business name, your expert title, and the number of years in business. Every time I teach this, I want to remind you about this number of years in business. Now, for those of you on the call who are still new in your business, you can say number of years of relevant experience or number of years of combined experience of your team. So let's say you work with an installer and your installer's been doing this for 15 years and you've only been doing it for one. You can say my team has a combined 16 years of experience in this field. The reason that you want not to miss that fourth piece, that number of years in business or relevant experience or combined experience, is that people use that as a thermometer to say, do you know what you're doing? Am I going to have someone who comes in and messes up my house because they have no idea what they're doing? So that gives them a temperature gauge of do you know what you're doing or not? And you want to be in integrity. You don't want to lie or you know, embellish the truth beyond what you feel like you're in integrity about. So if you don't have that piece, or if you're brand new to business and everyone in your business is brand new, you have no experience that you're pulling from, you know, you could say, let's say you're coming from a sales role where you had experience selling, but you weren't selling the same products. You could say something like, you know, I've been selling for the past 20 years, the past 10 years, the past 3 years, anything over 18 months. people view as credible experience. So you want to figure out, look at your life, look at your business, and again, if you're a salesperson from another organization, look at the number of years that the business you're working for has been around, been doing business, serving clients. And that's going to be your first phrase. So you're going to say your name, your business name, number of years in business, and your expert title needs to fit in there too. So does any questions about that piece? It's a really simple one. Star two to raise your hand. Actually, I'm going to do this in the opposite way. If you got it, if you totally get that and you can, and I can move on, star two. So I can just make sure that everyone here's got it. Star two to raise your hand. If I know that, move on to the next piece, don't beat this dead horse. So three people did not raise their hand. I just want to make sure we're getting more. All right. So those of you who did not raise your hands, if you have any questions, what I'd like you to do is to go ahead and unmute yourself at star seven to talk if you have a question, and just ask it now, because I'm going to move on from this piece. I'm not going to come back to it. And so if you have a question, now's your chance. So thank you, everyone who raised your hands. Everybody did. Okay, awesome. And those who did not, if you want to unmute yourself and ask something, would be a great time to do it. Star seven to talk if you muted yourself, or you can press the mute button. Did someone have a question? No? Okay, cool. So that would sound like the beginning phrase that you would write out. And this is a really key point for when you're practicing this before you film it. This first little sentence is really important, because when you're standing there in front of the camera and you're like, what am I going to say? It needs to roll off the tongue. So if you practice nothing else, this is the part that I want you to practice over and over. And what you're going to do is you're going to say it like you would say it to a client. You would say it like you say it when you're meeting someone. I would say something like, I'm going to make up a business because I'm just going to say it the way it was found for you. Hi, my name is Madeline McCray. I'm the owner of Fast Track Sales Systems. I've been helping business owners for over 12 years improve and grow their businesses. And then now we're going to get into the next part. So I said my name. I said I'm the creator, the owner of Fast Track Sales System, or the creator. I can't remember what I said. That was my expert title. I just snuck it in there. It doesn't need to be big. My number of years of relevant experience. So that's kind of how it's going to flow. You want to practice that over and over and over until that little bit that you write is memorized. It should take you, like, you already know it, right? You know those pieces about yourself. If you don't know your name, we've got bigger issues at stake here. So that's the piece that, just practice it, because when you start off strong, the rest of your words will kind of flow. If you start timidly and you're not really sure what you're going to say, the rest of your words are going to kind of not flow as nicely. So that's my word of advice on this little piece. It's the simplest part. So just practice it a few times aloud, nail it, and that way you can flow into the next piece of the video introduction. So the next piece of the video introduction, so I would call that like your stuff, your demographic. So that's the first piece of that we go through in the video introduction. And then you're going to phase right into figuring out what their pain is, what their problem is, and positioning yourself as the person who's going to resolve that problem for them. So the reason that you want to do this is you want to make sure that you are creating what I call partnership from the start. That means that they can rely on you. They feel they can rely on you from the very first minute that they meet you in this video. They might never have met you before. Let's say they talk to your receptionist or they talk to someone else in the business. So this is going to be the first time that they actually get to collaborate with you via this little tiny video. And what you want to do is you want to make it really easy for them to trust you and to feel like, oh, she gets me. He gets me. And that's what I call creating this partnership from the start. Whenever they feel like you really nailed it, you really understood what their problems are. So what I want you to do is think about, and I'm going to ask for some volunteers. So if you want to volunteer, you can go ahead and star two to raise your hand if you want to walk through this little piece with me right now. So what I want you to think about is, what is the problem that your clients are usually trying to solve when they hire you? Are they usually trying to solve, you know, a decor problem, or they feel stuck, they're overwhelmed by the choices out there, or they really just don't have any sense of style, they need some help with that, or maybe they feel unsafe? The reason that I talk about this is, once we know what that problem is, you can say it right in your video. So in my case, I would say, I know that it feels really lonely as a business owner. And that it's hard to constantly try new things and to be frustrated when they don't work. That's what I would say about my business. But you need to say something about your business. So the script that I provided, I said something like, you know, I know that my clients find it intimidating. This is the script I wrote for you, intimidating to choose their window covering. They find it, you know, all the choices are overwhelming. So what we're trying to do is we're not trying to create fear that doesn't already exist. There's something that's already going on in that internal conversation that's happening in between your customers' ears about what they're worried about. Why is it that they're bringing you in as the professional rather than doing this by themselves? Does that make sense for everybody? Give me a verbal yes if that makes sense to you.
Yes.
Yes? Yeah? Only one person? Nobody else gets it? So here's what we're trying to do. We're trying to dig in. The reason we're doing this, it's important because if your client feels like you already get it, they're going to be willing to accept you as the one to solve it for them. If they feel like you don't even get it, all you're trying to do is get my money, it's going to be, they're going to be less willing to collaborate with you. We're trying to create partnership from the start. You've already done your introduction. Hi, my name is, my business is, I've been helping people for this many years. And I know that my clients often feel, you know, you're not saying, I know you always are like this. You're saying my clients often feel overwhelmed, anxious, uncertain, scared, whatever their feeling is. Does anyone have ideas of what you would put in that phrase for your own clients? So you can either do star 2 to raise your hand if you would rather me call on you, or you can just go ahead and shout out, or if you want to walk through it. This is a chance where you actually get to work on your own introduction. So this is a chance for you to walk through your own if this is not something that you can figure out the words. Sometimes it's a very simple turn of phrase. We'll talk through it. Does anybody want to do that?
Madeline, I'm driving, but I'd be happy to give it a shot.
All right, Darla, give it a go. What is it that your clients often feel? What is their normal, the reason? Do they feel overwhelmed? I know you work specifically with new homes, usually first-time home buyers. So what do they feel? Do they feel confused? Do they feel overwhelmed? Do they feel like they hadn't even thought of this, like it's a last-minute choice? What is it that your clients usually experience?
Well, generally in new construction, the window coverings sort of are, oh my goodness, I forgot about this, and now we've upgraded throughout the house. How do we provide value and continue to keep with the quality of the home that we, you know, just moved into?
Okay. So they usually feel like this is a last-minute expense that's really stretching their budget.
Yes, that's
yeah.
Okay. And it's a big investment because most of the time we're looking at, you know, covering 20-plus windows.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so this is perfect. So for anyone else go ahead, Darla.
I was just going to say the way that I generally handle that is by, you know, just sharing that, you know, buying a new home or building a new home is a stressful experience typically and a costly experience, and we're there to help mitigate, you know, that expense by finding best quality at whatever budget price may be.
Yeah. So one of the things that I want to that was beautiful, Darla. Awesome. Good job on the phrasing of it. One thing that I want to encourage is that when you're choosing your vocabulary for this, you want to say it in words that they would say. You know, we're the professional. We're going to want to use more professional, formal language, but they're probably going to say something a little bit more casual. So what I would think for you, Darla, would be something along the lines of, you know, I'm Darla Zorn. You say your number of years experience, and then you say, you know, many of my clients are starting the new home process or in the final stages of the new home process, and window covering snuck up on them as an unexpected expenditure, right? So this is where they are. You're building the tension. They're like, yep, that's me. That totally is what happened here. So what you're getting to do is to not say you feel this way, but many of my clients are like this. You know, many of my clients find that this snuck up on them as an unexpected expenditure, and their budget is already stretched, and now they're concerned that they have to cover all of their windows. Do you feel how that's building the tension? How they are feeling like, yes, oh, yeah, that's exactly how I feel. You don't want to jump to the solution too soon. You need to let them understand, like, I get it. This is a problem. There's an unexpected problem. We're last minute. We're beyond budget. Okay, I get it. So don't want to jump to the answer right away. So now we built up this tension. Then you put in the really important words, and everyone on the phone, this applies for you. Don't worry. Don't worry. Don't worry. I have all the tools and all the products to walk you through the perfect choices that are going to fit within your budget and your decor and style every single time. And it's just really simple. You know, we're going to make that easy for you. Don't worry. This isn't going to be stressful. We're going to handle everything for you, and we have a complete range of products that you're going to be able to find the perfect fit for your home so that it really feels like your home when you move in. You know, so you want to say, don't worry, we're here to help, and here's the ways we're going to help you. We're going to give you everything that you need, it's going to be easy, and it's going to fit well within your budget, so don't you worry. Good for you, Darla?
Fabulous.
Awesome. And what you can do is during the, if you want to even just snag what I've said, snag my words, combine mine with yours, go back to the replay, and I'll give you a little hint here. This is at minute number 20, about 21 of the recording. So you can go back to the replay, fast forward to minute 21, and you can get the, you can just scribble down these words and you'll have your, have that little bit done. Cool. Thank you. Does anybody else want to do that for this part of the introduction? Anyone else want to walk through their little create? What's the problem you're solving?
Well, what would you recommend for people that are trying to protect their homes?
Yeah. So, Bill, I think this is so Bill's business is an exterior protection company. So we're going to talk about – so they're worried about storm damage. They're worried that that their home is going to be irreparably damaged by a storm, right? That's what they're worried about. Or that they're worried that they're going to be away from home and susceptible to break-in. Do a lot of your clients still worry about being broken into, or is it mostly the storm?
We do promote it, but you know, Sarasota is not exactly a high crime area, so I think a lot of people
Okay, all right. So we're not dealing with the slums of Detroit here. And I say that with love. I live in Detroit.
We have security concerns, but I can't say, you know, we do try to promote it as a positive, and occasionally you'll get somebody, but it's not, yeah, you're right, it's not like being up in Tampa
what
or something.
What they're worried about.
Yeah.
Well, you have to, what we're trying to do is tap into what your clients are already worried about. What are they already thinking? We're not trying to make something up, because then they're going to be like, oh, that's not me at all. You know, this person is selling to someone that's not me. You want, whenever you're saying this little piece, for them to say, yep, that's me. That's 100% me. So what you want to say, Bill, in your case would be, you know, you talk about, my name is Bill. I'm the owner of Wind Shutters, and I've been doing this for blah, blah, blah years. You know, when clients come to me, they're really worried about the damage that can happen to their home from storms. And have you seen what it's looked like when people haven't protected their home? Have you seen like some storm damaged homes that you could reference, Bill?
Yeah. I mean,
So here's what you could say. You say, I've seen firsthand what can happen and how homes can be destroyed when storms hit and your openings are unprotected. See how that makes them feel like, oh, man. Mm-hmm. You want to get them feeling, and part of my language, you want to get them feeling like, oh, shit.
Right.
Not, oh, shit, because you're making something up, but, oh, shit, because you just tapped into my heart. That is exactly what I'm worried about, Bill. I am worried that my house is going to be ruined and destroyed when a storm hits. What you want to say.
How would you combine it? Because not, you know, obviously hurricanes has been sort of a dwindling concern for people since we haven't had them.
Yeah.
A lot of it is really protection from, you know, sun, you know, you get,
yeah.
You know,
okay.
You know, the.
So you want to say both. So this is a perfect example for people who, let's say, this is, so for those of you who are listening, who this isn't exactly what you do, think about how you might have clients who want two different things. right? You might serve clients who are looking for, you know, who are worried that they're not a professional stylist, and they have beautiful homes and they want to get their decor just right. And you have people who are worried about, you know, the budget products. You know, so this is the same idea. We're going to combine two needs. So this is what you would say, Bill. You would say something like, you know, clients come to me because they're really concerned about protecting their home in the case of a storm. And I've seen firsthand what devastating things can happen when homes are unprotected. And since we haven't had many hurricanes in our area in a long time, people are also flocking to us for the added benefit of sun and heat gain inside of their home. Their furniture and floors are being ruined by the damaging rays of the sun, and our products can help. So don't worry if you're worried about storms or if you're worried about the damaging effects of the sun. Our products are here to help you, and I can figure out the exact solution for your home.
Okay.
Did you see how that felt? Does that feel good to you, Bill?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So your if you go back to the recording, I'll share this recording with everyone on the call. You're at minute 26. So what I want you to do is think back through it and play with it a little bit. Like, you want to lead with storms because that's what people might be calling for first. And also, you know, the harsh sun in southern Florida. And also, my clients are worried about the harsh sun in southern Florida. And even though we haven't had a lot of storms hitting us, the sun damage that I've seen happen has been really extreme. Many clients are coming to us for that.
Right.
Don't worry. Our products are here to help you. Okay?
Right. Got it.
Does that feel good?
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
I'm ready.
All right. Who? Yeah, no, that's fine. And then you can fast forward to this recording too, and also snag the words that I've shared there too. Great. Anybody else? I'm going to offer one more person. You can either do star two to raise your hand, or you can just jump right in verbally because we have more pieces that we're going to go through. Going once, going twice. All right, moving on to the next piece. Okay, so far, these are the pieces that we have. We have your demographic, right? Your name, business name, number of years in business, and we have your, of course, your expert title. Then we have partnership from the start, which means figuring out their greatest pain and positioning yourself as the expert. So I want to go back to this one last little piece. One of the things you want to weave in, and you heard me do it with Darla, you heard me do it with Bill, you want to say, my clients feel like this, my clients feel like that. And don't worry, we help them do this and that. Because you're positioning yourself as the expert here. Every little word that you're saying is planting the seed in the brain that you're the perfect person to work with them because you have great clients, you help your clients, you know them, you get them, you know, like, and trust. Know, like, and trust is the goal of this video. Know, like, and trust. Instant credibility is what I call the result of this video. Okay? So partnership from the start, that's your second big piece. And the next piece that you want to transition into is offering them support, you know? So now we've talked about their biggest pain, and now we want to offer them support. And this is the piece around the budget worksheet. So if you're not going to use a budget worksheet and you're going to use something else, you can, you know, we talked about in our last call, you can call it a design guide. You can call it a design checklist. Take the template that's available to you on the portal and edit it until it works for you. If you don't want to lead with prices, if you don't want to put that in there, don't feel obligated to keep it the way that I'm suggesting. Now, I'm suggesting it this way because I know it works. But you don't have to take exactly what I'm not a school teacher. You're not going to get a lower grade if you do it differently. You're going to get a higher grade if you do it your way. Do it the way that makes sense for you. But you want to position a resource available for them right here. This is giving them some tools, giving them some confidence that you're not just going to wing it. This is increasing your professionalism, this next little step. So you've already said, I know that my clients often feel worried, scared, whatever feeling that they're resolving. Don't worry, I'm here to help. And now this is the easiest transition. It's just an and. And I've created a document to help you. I've created a worksheet. I've created a checklist. I've created a design guide to get you started. So the document that you call, whatever you call your budget worksheet, we call it a budget worksheet just in, you know, behind these closed doors. But out to your clients, you want to call it something like a design guide.
or a project checklist, or a project evaluation, something that's interesting enough that they're going to want to look at it. So, and I've created a design guide to help you get started thinking about your choices. So you're giving them an incentive to click the attachment that you're going to include on the email, because there's a benefit in it for them. What's in it for me? That's what we're going to answer. This is going to help get you started along the process so that we can have a great discussion while I'm at your home. Okay, you want them to look at this. It's a tool for you to help you get informed. That's what you're telling them. And it's going to help our meeting be more productive. They've already committed to giving you their time, so that's a win for them. And here's the third piece. This is where you layer in a bonus. Layering in a bonus. Now, if you haven't gone through your business and figured out where your bonuses are, all you need to do during your sales call, in order for this to be authentic, in order for this to work, is just to call whatever discount you're giving them a bonus. That's all you need to do, and this piece will work. So what you say is, you've already, this is step number three, so we're at step number three, and I've created a really great design checklist to get you started along the process so that we can have a really productive meeting while I'm there. And if we're able to come to a decision while I'm at your home, I've got some really great bonuses for you. So you're giving them the idea, check out the budget worksheet, you call it whatever you want, everyone get that, and then because it's going to help us have a great meeting, and because if we come to a decision while I'm at your home, we're all about on-the-spot selling. If you're not closing deals on the spot, you're missing out. You're missing out. One of the people in our program, she's not on the call with us today, but one of the ladies in our program, she increased her average sales price by 37.5% just by closing on the spot. It's an added benefit because you can talk about the upsells. You can actually talk the hard brass tacks, and you can get them to play within their budget a little bit more if you sell on the spot. Just added benefit here. So, and I created this great document for you to check out so that we can have a really powerful meeting, so that we can have a really productive meeting, so that we can, really make the best use of our appointment together. And I've got some really great bonuses to offer you if we can come to a decision while I'm in your home. So does anybody want to walk through that phrasing with me for yourself? Start you to raise your hand if you want to, or just go ahead and shout out your name. If you haven't talked, now is a great time. And if you already got it, you're just going to use my words, you can do that. So whoever's good, go ahead and press star 2 to raise your hand so that I know I can move on to the last couple pieces. Star 2 to raise your hand. If you're not raising your hand, if you have a question, please go ahead and shout it out. Otherwise, I'm just going to move on to the last two little pieces. No. Okay. So now we've done the first few elements of the video. We've done a demographics. We've situated ourselves. We've created partnership from the start by helping our clients see that we get their pain and we're the perfect person to resolve it. We've positioned ourselves as an expert, by the way, right there. Now we've provided them with some resources. People love tools and freebies and stuff. So directing them to that guide, sending them over to your website, giving them somewhere to go, some homework to do. You've also created responsibility on the side of your consumer with step number three, the positioning of the worksheet. And then we just snuck right in step number four, which is layer in your bonus, offer your bonus. And then the very step number five is a very simple close. We're going to close, and we want to close with an invitation to reschedule if it doesn't work for them. So what you want to say is something along the lines of, we just said we've got some great bonuses for you, if we can come to a decision while I'm in your home. I'm really looking forward to meeting with you in a few days. And if this appointment time no longer works for you, feel free. I invite you to call our office or to shoot me an email to let me know so we can reschedule for another time. That's all the invitation is. It's just that simple. It's just saying, hey, if this doesn't work for you, let us know. This also is a very simple way of saying, like, if you haven't done your homework also, if it doesn't work for you, if you don't have any time to check out the design guide, then go ahead and give us a call and let us know. We'll be happy to reschedule you for another time. It also positions the fact that your time is valuable and you don't want a no-call, no-show. You want them to do their homework and to show up for the appointment. It's another way of them committing to that experience with you. And then you just want to end with a really warm sentence around like, well, again, I'm really excited to be working with you very soon, and I'll look forward to seeing you in your home in just a few short days. That's it. You want to give a warm smile at the end, or a thanks, or a goodbye, or whatever fits with your personality. You know, if you're very bubbly and outgoing, you want to say you want to be a little effusive and bubbly at the end, that's totally fine. Keep it within your personality. And just make a warm closing. And remember, in these videos, a smile goes a long way, a really long way. So just relax a little and smile. So I can dig into a couple of other things that you can expand a bit. So here's what I'm going to do. If anybody wants me to expand some of the pieces, so there's one piece around that partnership position and the introduction. We can add a little bit there, so you can juice up your video introduction. So, for instance, you can do your demographics, and you can say after your years of experience. So we've been helping homeowners, and then you can put in whatever you want: beautify and improve their home, whatever adjectives you want to put in there. We've been helping homeowners make the perfect decor style choices. We've been helping homeowners feel secure and safe for blank number of years. And then you go into their pain, and my clients often feel worried and confused or feel overwhelmed by their choices. But don't worry. We're here to help you with all the great products that you need, right? That's where, if you want to expand a little tiny bit, add one additional sentence, tell a happy customer story, you know, that's exactly where it goes. But this is only if you're a bit of a fast talker. I myself am a bit of a fast talker, so sometimes I need a little bit more content because I talk quickly. If you do not talk quickly and it's going to take you 45 seconds to say all of this, then I'm going to invite you not to expand here. Right? So just time yourself and get a feel for it. But what you can do during this little space is remember a leg up yoga move? It means when you're doing a yoga move and they said, now lift your leg to make it harder. This is like an advanced move. So if you're totally good and you got everything that you needed for your own instruction, you do not have to do this piece. But right here, right before you position the worksheet, right before you're doing that resource, the tools for them, remember the worksheet, the bonus, the invitation, right before that, you can add, you know, in fact, our clients often say that they would never do business with anyone else because we make it so easy and fun. In fact, one of my happy clients has actually said that she would blah, 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 fill in a little testimonial or something a client says about you, or a word of, you know, that thing that we talked about, that unconscious competence, that thing you're really good at that people compliment you on all the time. That's where you can brag about this a little bit. But you want to brag about it kind of in the third person. You want to brag about it as though it's what your clients say about you. In fact, my clients often say that, you know, they never do business with anyone else because they make it so fun and easy. Whatever you want to say here, again, advanced move. Advanced move. You don't have to do this part. And if you want to walk through it with me, I actually see Darla, you raised your hand. So if you want to walk through any piece of this with me, let me know. Go ahead, Darla. What's your question?
I had two questions. One is there a point in the video where you should acknowledge awards that you've received, like Best Of awards from publications that have been voted on by clients?
Yes, this is the perfect place to put that if you want. Now, remember, if you do it, like, let's say you won an award this year, but you use this video introduction for years to come, it might get a little outdated. Just be careful not to date yourself too much if you want to keep using it. I will assume that once you make this video introduction, you're probably going to reshoot it in a year or two anyway. But, you know, as it is, this is a perfect spot to do it. So you're going to put it right between you create a partnership. You explain their fears. You said, don't worry, I'm here to help you, and we have the perfect solution. And, in fact, we were just awarded by blah, 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 for best in blah, 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 period. Keep it short and simple.
Okay.
You don't want to say it too much because then it just feels like you're bragging. Just short and simple.
Understood. Understood. Yep. And just one additional comment, then I've got to run into an installation.
Sure.
At the end of the script that I had done, I said, I look forward to meeting you and I look forward to earning your business. Is that proper or, you know, I didn't hear.
Yeah. So what I want you to do in this video is to assume that they're already going to become your client.
Okay.
Just say, I look forward to working with you. Thank you for taking the time. Thank you for investing the time and having an appointment with me. I really look forward to working with you. You want to assume that they're already going to become the client. It's part of that assumptive closing. Like you're already doing the work right now to earn their business. That's what this video introduction is doing. You're literally doing the work to earn their business because you're increasing their credibility with them. You're positioning yourself as an expert and you're giving them the confidence to want to work with you. So yeah, I don't think that it's necessary to state it, but I do think that, you know, you want to assume they're going to work with you. I look forward to working with you. Thank you for investing the time and making this appointment with me. I look forward to meeting you and to working with you in the very near future. Something like that. That sounded awkward the way I just said it, but you can play with it a little bit yourself. Good questions. Thank you, Darla. Thank you for coming to the call. Good luck on your install. Okay. Anybody else? I'm super happy. We have, you know, we're 45 minutes into the call. We've got at least another good 15 more minutes. The content part is over. I've shown you all the pieces. So this is actually the chance that you have one-on-one with me right now if you want it to work on your stuff, to actually work through your video so you can walk away from this call today with your script done. So if you have any questions, if you want to work through it, I see someone's already raising their hand. Sherry, I see that's you. But if anyone else wants to, now is the time to raise your hand. Go ahead, Sherry.
I've been trying to raise my hand. I'm so in the middle of everything. I'm trying to check out of my hotel. Just trying to tell you that I do have lots of questions and ask if it's okay if I could email a couple of them to you.
Yeah, sure. You can email them or just
and get out of the hotel.
Before
you guys listen to the call.
Yeah, absolutely. If you want to rattle them off, I can take note of what they are and kind of answer them for you verbally
Thank
so
you.
Other people get the benefit if you want. Otherwise, if you're going to be able to at least reach out to me, yeah, definitely I want, you know, I'll be happy to help you.
Okay. All right. I'm sorry.
No, it's totally fine. Thank you for letting me know. Okay. Anybody else? Anybody. So the cool thing about this is everybody's business is really unique. So everyone does something a little tiny bit different. We all are kind of doing the same thing, but a little bit different. Your approach is a little different. And I've gotten to work with each one of you. So I kind of have a flavor for where you're coming from. And I can help you to adapt this to make it really impactful. Sometimes the tiniest things, and Randy, I see you raised your hand. So just one second, I'll get right to you. Sometimes the tiniest things in the way we say what we say is a chance for what's actually called, the fancy term for it is neural programming. Programming someone's brain, helping them tap into their unconscious mind to position yourself as an expert, to feel more credible towards you, or to feel that you're more credible, to feel more open towards doing business with you. And that's why some of the phrases that you'll hear me repeat, you know, invest your time is one of them, look forward to working with you, things that you're kind of tapping into their unconscious and really powerful to do in a video. And it's, you know, there's nothing crazy or weird about it. It's just the power of our minds is really immense. So, okay, Randy, how can I help you? Randy, maybe you're on mute on your own phone. You're not on mute on my side, but I don't hear you. Maybe check your mute button. Are you there? Randy, I see you. Oh, I see your line lighting up. I saw you raise your hand. I just wanted to call on you if you needed anything.
I don't know if it's me. This is Elsa Johnson.
Hey, I'm sorry about that. Your name came up as Randall, so I thought that it was a different name. I'm sorry about that. Yeah, it is you. Sorry, Elsa.
That's okay. I'm sorry about that.
How can I help
you? This is actually my first call. I just recently joined as a dealer and looked into this. So I have two. My question is twofold. I'm not sure of the video or that the questionnaire you're referring to. Where do I find that? And was I supposed to get a video to a webinar to follow along with on this call?
This is actually a call for members in the Fast Track program, and I opened the invitation to people who have been in the program before. I'm guessing that you were somehow linked into the call, so this is a bonus for you. Here's what I'm going to ask you to do: just go ahead and respond to the email that you got invited on. I'm going to ask you to do is I will send you the resources that you need. Typically, this is a benefit of being in the Fast Track. And it's all part of our portal. You know, we have all the video content, we have modules going on there. So you got an unexpected invite. So welcome to the call. That was an unexpected one for me. So yeah, I'm more than happy to send that. There's actually a video series that goes along with this, as well as some worksheets. So if you respond, give me your contact information. I'll give you a buzz after this call so that we can chat and connect. So I'm apologizing, but you know, also bonus for you. sorry about that. It must be confusing.
No problem. And I'm calling from my personal phone line this morning, so that's make it even more confusing.
No problem.
No problem. So I will email that back to you as a response.
Great.
So do you just want the phone number, email now?
Yeah. If you just respond to the email, I'll go ahead and check that after our call. And then I will touch base with you on the resources that you need so that we can make sure that you're able to benefit from what we just went over. Did you have another question related to the content while you're here?
No, I just thought I would get that clarified. But it's good information.
My goodness. I'm sorry about that. Yep, we'll get you all sorted
no
out.
No problem.
Can you resend the portal to me as well? Because I'm having a hard time finding it. I remember initially I had a bad access and I couldn't get on, and now I can find the good one.
Yeah, no problem. I have that saved for you. I actually saved it, so I've got it for you. Yep, no problem. I'll send you your username and password and everything. No problem.
Okay.
Does anybody else have any questions on their video introduction or working through your own script? If you're on mute, it's *7 to talk, *6 to mute. And if not, then we're going to go ahead and close the call. So for those of you who haven't joined us in a while or who are joining us now, I like to end with aha. So an aha is something that a moment of inspiration from today's call, something that you're going to an aha or one or the other, an inspired action. It means something you actually are going to do today, a check-offable thing, a thing you can accomplish within the next week. By week, I don't mean Friday. I mean really, truly give yourself a week to do it. But something you can hold yourself accountable for doing, or something that you can check off in your wanting to do's, or something that you got inspired by on today's call, something that opened up for you that's like, oh, wow, I hadn't thought of it that way. I had never thought, here's an example, for instance. I never thought of my clients as being in pain. I never thought of them as me helping them about something in that way. I always just looked at myself as selling window coverings. Oh, that's kind of a cool thing. That would be the sort of aha that I'd like for you to share. So either an aha or an inspired action. And we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 people on the call with us right now. So if you're on mute, it's *7 to talk, *6 to mute. And what I'd love is to hear something from everyone as a wrap-up of the call, and then I will close out the call. So go ahead, just jump in. If you want to raise your hand and let me call on you, some people that's more comfortable, that's fine. Or just jump in with your name and just jump in. It's a good thing. It solidifies learning when you say something out loud that you intend to do. It will hold yourself accountable for it, and it really does solidify the learning. So go ahead, anyone who feels inspired.
Well, this was the motivation that I needed to go ahead and get this thing wrapped up. But my task this week is to get this video at least in process before our call next week.
Awesome. Good one, Darla. I love that. Just the little kick in the rear you need to give yourself sometimes. Say, all right, I've been sitting on this for a long time. I'm just going to check it off and get it done. Awesome. Very cool. Who else? Anyone who's going to jump in with a to-do or an aha moment, something that you found inspiring in today's call? Oh, Jamie, is that you? Raise your hand.
That's me. Can you hear me?
I can. Go ahead.
Okay. Yes, I'm the same as Darla. Now that I have my website completed, it's my goal in the next 2 weeks to make an appointment to a family member who has a video business, and I'm going to ask for her services and get my video done.
Awesome. Congratulations. That would be beautiful. We can't wait to see it. Post it on up in the
Thank
Facebook
you.
Page when you get it. It's always inspiring to see. So good job, Jamie. Awesome. Anybody else before we wrap up the call? An inspired action? If you're on mute, it is star 7 to talk. I can see a couple of you on mute, so we won't be able to hear you if you're on mute. I'm going to open up one more person to do an aha or an inspired action. Okay. Well, thank you so much, everybody, for joining our call. Today is a Wednesday, so we're halfway through our week here, so make today a great day. Our next call for everyone who's an active member in Fast Track here is next week. You'll see the information coming in your portal, in your email, and you'll also see that posted up on our Facebook page, so feel free to head over there. My inspired action is to connect with each and every single one of you on LinkedIn. I finally have spruced up my profile, so I actually am working with someone who's supporting me on my marketing, and he told me, he said, Madeline, you're the cobbler with no shoes. You know, I encourage you all to get out there online, to get ratings and reviews, to have websites that really support, to look like you, your brand, and show your products beautifully. And I have been remiss in doing the same for myself. So I will commit, my inspired action for everyone is to connect with you on LinkedIn, because it's where I'm doing a lot of I do more professional services rather than Facebook on, I've got that going, but my LinkedIn is really where I'm spending some energy. So when you see my LinkedIn invitation come in, if you are on LinkedIn, I'll find you, and if you're not, then that's okay too. But that's my inspired action, to connect with all of my students and all of my my business friends on LinkedIn, and to continue to add some really great value. Also, just wanted to let you know, yours truly is going to be published in Vision Magazine next month. So when you see that publication come out, keep your eyes and ears open for some juicy new stuff. I'm going to be their business writer for the next year. So you'll actually be seeing content coming from me in lots of different directions, and one of them is going to be through Vision Magazine. So keep your eyes open for that. I think that'll be kind of fun for you to see, you know, my name and face in print somewhere that you know, and a resource that I know you guys use. So that magazine, and also Bill, for you at the Storm and Security Magazine, I'm also going to be a contributing editor there for their business section as well. So fun things going on in my business, and love to celebrate those successes with you. And my inspired action is, of course, to get this call recording to everyone who came to the call. And then I promised for both Sherry to follow up with you on your questions, and then Bill to send you the information you requested, and then also to respond to the email that I'm going to be receiving to get the resources that you needed as well. So, okay. So those are my inspired actions. Thank you so much, everybody, for joining our call. Make today a wonderful day, and I will talk to you again very, very, very soon. So thanks so much, everybody. Bye.